This week, the Supreme Court heard arguments on Idaho's abortion ban. Since the ban took effect, Idaho's biggest hospital system says the number of people needing flights out of the state for emergency abortions is up. Julie Lucchetta with Boise State Public Radio has more.
Idaho's law allows physicians to terminate pregnancies only to save the life of the mother, not to preserve her health. That leaves doctors often second-guessing when to intervene, says Dr. Jim Sousa, chief physician at St. Luke's Health System.
Is she sick enough? Is she bleeding enough? Is she septic enough for me to do this abortion and not risk going to jail and losing my license? And when the guessing game gets too uncomfortable, we transfer the patients out at a very high cost to another state where the doctors are allowed to practice medicine.
In 2022, a federal court said Idaho's definition of a medical emergency may be too narrow and put that part of the law on hold. But the Supreme Court lifted that hold in January while it considers the case. St. Luke's says since then, they've had to airlift 6 patients to neighboring states for emergency pregnancy terminations. That's compared to just 1 in all of 2023. Jim Sousa.
Putting somebody in a whirlybird and flying them to another state creates an obvious delay in care if she is in transit and begins hemorrhaging very quickly. The resources you have are no longer the resources of a tertiary care center. They're the resources of a helicopter.
At a press conference yesterday, Idaho Attorney General Raul Labrador suggested St. Luke's is airlifting patients, quote, to make a political statement, and talking about it to scare people.
And the reality is that our law is very clear. It protects doctors, it protects women, it protects unborn children, and it ensures that the doctors can use a subjective standard. If they believe that the life of the mother is in jeopardy, it allows them to perform an abortion.
Labrador said the hospital system, talking about the number of patients it is flying out of state for emergency abortions, is misinformation, and criticized the U.S. attorney fighting Idaho's law before the Supreme Court for using the number in her argument. For NPR News, I'm Julie Duquetta in Boise.